KJAN Sports.
Time now for Check of Sports on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson. This sports update brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
In high school baseball playoff action last night, the Atlantic Trojans baseball season came to an end as they lost in the Class 3A District 15 playoffs 1-0 to Carroll, as again the Atlantic baseball season comes to an end last night. Also in District 15, Sergeant Bluff Luton topped Denison Schleswig by a score of 4-1. In Class 3A District 16, it was Harlan over Red Oak 11-0 and Glenwood topping Creston 12-2. Class 4A Substate 8 action, West Des Moines Valley knocked off Lewis Central 7-2, and Des Moines East beat Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln by a score of 5-4. The Big Ten and Pac-12 conferences have scrapped plans to schedule games against each other in all sports. Pac-12 officials say there were too many complications with football schedules to pull off that deal. The Big Ten and Pac-12 agreed to the scheduling plan last December, well before the four-team playoff was set to begin in 2014, which was approved by a conference committee of university presidents last month. Single-game tickets for Northern Iowa's upcoming football season will go on sale on Monday. The UNI Panthers will feature a five-game home schedule for this upcoming season.
We start off the season September 8th against Central State. We have a couple games in there against the Dakota teams, homecoming and family weekend against North Dakota State and South Dakota State. And then we have a whiteout game, actually. We're calling for all fans to wear white October 27th against Illinois State. And we finish up the season November 17th against Missouri State.
That's UNI Assistant Athletic Director John Eby, who says tickets will be available for all five home games that they have coming up.
To get single-game tickets, you can call the ticket office. That number is 319-273-4849, or they can log on to UNIPanthers.com, and you can access tickets through there.
And he says UNI students are admitted free to all home games of the Unidome.
All they need to do is show their student ID at the door. We'll scan it, and they have access to our games, and they have access to all of our sports, not just football, but volleyball, soccer this fall, and going into the winter sports and throughout the spring.
The UNI Panthers' home opener is September 8th against Central State. First baseman Alan Craig's throwing error in the seventh inning helped the Cincinnati Reds rally for their fourth straight win, a 5-3 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals last night. Alan Craig fielded Ryan Hannigan's slow grounder with the bases loaded and threw wildly to first base, allowing two runs to score for a 3-2 lead off Adam Wainwright. Zach Cozart's sacrifice fly completed a 3-1 rally. Todd Frazier had a solo home run off of Wainwright, who allowed only two hits over the first six innings before letting it slip away for the Redbirds. The game drew just over 40,000 fans in Cincinnati, their seventh sellout this season. Also in Cardinal news, Lance Berkman went through an intensified workout without a problem on Friday and could be activated for tonight's game against the Cincinnati Reds. The Cardinals' first baseman tore cartilage in his right knee while stretching for a throw on May 19th. He's ahead of schedule on his rehabilitation from surgery. The Cardinals are planning to activate him off the disabled list before today's game against the Reds. Berkman did not want to go on a rehabilitation assignment to the minors, and the team went along with his wishes. Berkman expects the team to break him in slowly. Cardinals manager Mike Matheny says he's going to have to get creative in figuring out ways to ease Berkman back into their lineup. Also around Major League Baseball last night, it was the Cubs over Arizona by a score of 8-1. Washington beat Miami 5-1. Atlanta was over the Mets 7-5. Milwaukee beat Pittsburgh 10-7. Colorado topped Philadelphia 6-2. The Dodgers edged San Diego 2-1. And San Francisco beat Houston 5-1. In the American League, Detroit beat Baltimore 7-2. The Yankees were over the Angels 6-5. Cleveland shut out Toronto 1-0. The Red Sox beat Tampa 3-1. White Sox topped the Kansas City Royals 9-8. That game played in 14 innings. Oakland beat Minnesota 6-3, and Texas topped Seattle by a score of 3-2. In Pacific Coast League action from last night, the Omaha Storm Chasers beat the Iowa Cubs by a score of 4-3. Storm Chasers and the iCubs will get things going again at Werner Park at 7 o'clock tonight. Storm Chasers currently lead the American North Division with a 57-36 record. The Iowa Cubs now in third place. They're 18 games back and have a 39-54 record. Football news, Drew Brees has signed a new contract with the New Orleans Saints. A person with knowledge of the deal tells the Associated Press that it's a five-year contract worth about $100 million, $60 million of which is guaranteed. The veteran Saints quarterback had been tagged as the Saints' exclusive franchise player and could not negotiate with other teams. The new deal gives Brees the highest average annual pay in NFL history at $20 million per season. In golf news, first-round leader Troy Mattersson backed up his first-round 10-under par 61 with a 68 in the second round of the John Deere Classic. Veteran Jeff Maggard fired a 9-under 62 and is one shot back along with Brian Harman. J.J. Henry, Ricky Barnes, Robert Garrigus, and Gary Christian are two off the pace. Three-time defending champion Steve Stricker carded a 67 and is three shots back. Lance Tenbrock, whose day job is full-time caddy for PGA Tour player Tim Herron, has a one-shot lead over 62-year-old Tom Kite at the midway point of the U.S. Senior Open. The 56-year-old Tenbrock shot a 68 to move 6-under par after 36 holes. Tom Lehman and Corey Pavin were in the pack. That will go into the weekend, two strokes back. U.S. Open champion Webb Simpson withdrew from the British Open yesterday as he awaits the birth of his second child. It will be the second time in the last 5 years that the British Open is missing the U.S. Open champion. Tiger Woods did not play in 2008 because of a season-ending knee surgery the day after he won the U.S. Open. The British Open starts Thursday of next week. Kyle Busch has won his first pole position of the season by edging Kasey Kahne. Busch was the last driver in Friday's qualifying round of the NASCAR Sprint Cup race on Sunday at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. He had a 133.417 mile per hour lap to capture the ninth pole of his career. And Blake Griffin has officially withdrawn from the Olympics, and Anthony Davis has been added to the Team USA basketball roster. Griffin needs surgery to repair torn cartilage in his left knee and joins a lengthy list of American stars sidelined this summer. Davis replaced him in the USA's 113-59 victory over the Dominican Republic in an exhibition on Thursday in Las Vegas as he scored 9 points in the fourth quarter. The NBA's number one overall draft pick had been an alternate after failing to make the 12-player roster for the London Olympic Games. That's a check of sports on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services at Elkhorn. I'm Brett Johnson for KJAN Sports.